Well, amazing this. An unnamed defence official says increased defence spending, which will be outlined in the government's defence white paper today, it's exactly as Tony Abbott had indicated too it would be when he was Prime Minister. They're moving towards 2% of GDP, but they say the increased spending is largely, this is extraordinarily ironic, a response to China's military build-up in the South China Sea. And the white paper will detail how Australia's defence spending will rise to 2% of GDP within 10 years. And the defence official said the South China Sea is a much bigger issue than it was in 2009 or even 2013. And basically, this is serious stuff. China has been busy claiming sovereignty over existing islands and also seven artificial islands that it's made in the South China Sea, but 500 miles from mainland China. And it's stationed warships around the islands. It's built airstrips on them. And fighter jets taking off from some of these airstrips would be able to reach targets, say, in the Philippines in 9 minutes. The Chinese president has promised the islands won't be militarised. But in the last couple of weeks, it's been established that surface-to-air missiles have been placed on one island, and a high-frequency radar system to track air and shipping traffic has been plonked on another. Tensions rising in the Asia-Pacific, China building its power, and what do? Scott Morrison is selling our best agricultural assets to these wonderful people in China. Strategic agricultural assets, vital to our food security to Chinese interests. Why isn't government's appropriate concerns in relation to defence reflected in the government's attitude towards foreign ownership? You work that out, because I can't.